This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Get back at it here on Monday. It's the 7th of June. Hi. It's the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my pals Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Jay has a problem with what we all, a lot of us have problems with, as it turns out, all these allergies, et cetera, et cetera. So affects our voice, affects our ability to talk sometimes, and in Jay's case, you can't talk. So it's hard to be on the radio if you can't talk, so we'll hold a good thought for her. In the overall scheme of things, we have, I think, in a philosophical sense, I'm hoping that people are taking this time, the reflective time, excuse me, since the end of COVID, I think things are getting back to normal. Maybe we would look down the road and we'd see the normalcy, whatever the new normal is right up the road. But whatever you can do to develop yourself, your talents, your skills, your character, I'm hoping you're doing it now. Don't spend a lot of time trying to hash out things that you yourself personally can't do anything about. There's a collective sense when we get our collective wisdoms together that we can set a big goal and we can get there. It takes one person at a time, but then you got to think about what your personal goals are. I think anyway, hit your personal goals over and over again, and then you work to a higher end. But making sure that you're satisfied with you and what you're doing, I think, is the most important thing. So having said that, Jennifer, I see that Facebook has suspended Trump for 2 more years, and I'm not sure that they gave what is a fair reason for it. And the risk to public safety has receded when he shows that he will not incite people anymore, then they'll let him back on again. I don't even know, does he give a damn whether he's on Facebook or not? At this point?
No, I think at this point, probably not as much. I think 2 years gets you through the midterm elections, which is probably what they want to do, make sure that he doesn't have the political power to endorse people or to try to pick up any momentum probably in their minds to try to run for presidency, the presidency in 2024. So, I don't know. It's very political.
Is it that deliberate?
Problem, I think so. I think there's no doubt about it. I think they were forced into having to come up with a punishment because, remember, their ethics board says, well, you have to come up with something because you can't just, you know, completely ban somebody from something. So they had to come up with
a
punishment.
It's your outfit. You can do whatever you want. You can
even their ethics board, their own internal ethics board was calling them out. I find the hypocrisy pretty rich. The fact that on social media you call
really
for
is.
Beheading Jews and you have Ayatollah Khomeini who's allowed to have a profile, but yet President Trump isn't. Some of the Black Lives Matter organizers who call for, you know, destroying American cities still have platforms. There's a Yale professor who said that she fantasized about shooting white people. She still has a platform. So it's just, I mean, the double standard is rich. They are a private company. At some point, I think that somebody's going to have to hold them accountable for being a utility. But until that point, they can make up their own rules. And all we can do is either choose to use their platform or not, or use their advertising that they offer. And, you know, I guess that's just it. I mean, there'd be no standards if there weren't double standards, right?
Yep. All right. Since March of last year, we've been on this coronavirus journey. Who knows where we're going, what the end is all about, what we're going to find about the Chinese being the real the culprits here. The mask mandates, capacity limits being dropped. Are we back to normal yet after these 14 months? Apparently, Governor Newsom doesn't think we are because the COVID state of emergency still exists there, right, until another week or so? What difference does a week make?
No, it's not even. Well, first of all, it's arbitrarily been decided by Gavin Newsom that June 15th is going to be the day when he's going to lift most restrictions in the state. Start to adhere with CDC guidance on masks and that sort of thing. That's all fine. But after June 15th, he said, I'm not giving up my executive power, because I took that on to deal with the pandemic, and I don't think we're out of the woods yet, so I'm going to keep my executive power, which means he can do whatever he wants without approval from the state legislature.
Why don't they overrule him? They should.
And he was challenged, by the way, in court. Remember, gosh, this has been months ago when we were talking about mask mandates and stuff. And I said, if you go to court, if somebody really had the wherewithal to go to court, you could really fight this, I think, all the way up. It would probably make it all the way up to the Supreme Court. Well, right now, that's absolutely happening in California, where two assemblymen, both of them are Republican, and they're only like, the thing that's outrageous is that the truth is that Newsom could do anything he wants in the state. Democrats have a supermajority, which means they don't even need to have a Republican, like, sneeze at any of their proposals, right? So everything is a supermajority. There's no Republican pushback at all.
And thus you get the taxes and the realities that you do in that state.
Right. Well, there are a couple of Republicans who are in the legislature who sued him, and a judge ruled on their side, saying that Gavin Newsom went above and beyond his use of executive power during the pandemic, and so he was shut down. That was a huge embarrassment for Newsom. So then he fought back, right, and he challenged that. Another judge, and again, this just shows you that judges can be political as well, read it a whole different way and said that he acted within his rights as governor. So this is still fighting its way in the court system about whether or not he's overused his power. But if you're facing a recall, to me, this is just stupid. And what you're being recalled for, first and foremost on everybody's mind, is that you've acted like a dictator and you haven't really followed the science. You've just passed out a bunch of weird arbitrary closures and orders.
Or the abbreviation for dictator, that's the first three
letters. Exactly. But if that's what people are accusing you of and that's what they don't like about you, why in the world would you want this bad press that you're going to hold on to your executive power? It's just stupid. It's stupid. And to me, it signifies that he thinks he's going to survive his own recall, which is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Has anyone emerged as a real challenger to him?
Well, the Democrats aren't really allowing anybody to run. Villaraigosa, who's a former mayor of L.A., said he'd like to. But I think he's being, you know, kind of strong-armed not to jump in. We'll see if he does or not. He might be somebody who's viable. He represents the demographic of the state probably a little bit more. He's still very leftist, but he's not as far left as Gavin Newsom, and he's Hispanic, so that might appeal to the state.
Isn't that think about the word, what you just said. He's not that far. He's left, but he's not that far left. And he represents a constituency. Instead of the most qualified person, it's now, what's your color, what's your race, and not even what's your IQ.
I know you? What's your brand? There are plenty of great candidates that are running that don't have a chance because nobody knows who they are.
Yep. Okay, the story of this fellow who was on a Delta flight from Los Angeles to Memphis. I think he was going to Memphis or Nashville, one or the other.
Nashville, I think, yeah.
Nashville, okay. So the plane's full, takes off, and this guy, hallucinating? He tries to get into the cockpit of the plane. And so they land, I think they landed at Phoenix, didn't they, or Albuquerque?
They did an emergency landing, but, dude, they got him. I mean, they did not mess around.
No,
they had him zip-tied. They had him taken out of play, which I guess makes you feel kind of good about where things are right now, because you wonder what's going to happen if people's fight is still there or people are going to let things go. But the crew members on this flight, they are credited for saving the aircraft. He tried to breach the cockpit. The FBI is investigating him. It was a flight from L.A. to Nashville, 11:30 in the morning. At some point when the plane was in the air, he started screaming, tried to breach the cockpit. The suspect was then zip-tied. Passengers said that the crew acted very heroically. There are pictures that people took of the flight crew
who
happened to be men. Yeah. A couple of male flight crew members that took him down, and you can see they're like, what did we just have to do? They landed in Albuquerque successfully, and then the guy was arrested. But holy smokes. I mean,
they should at 10,000 feet open up the cockpit, open up the side door and throw the guy out.
Said, yeah, okay, your exit's here. Thanks.
Yeah, see you later. Okay, let's go back
and
apologize.
We don't fly with terrorists.
No. Let's go back a minute, if we may, Jennifer, to the suggestion. It almost takes your breath away. There are good things and bad things about everybody who's been in elective office. Obama's got his good points and bad points. But for him to take a shot at the voting laws, suggesting that they're, quote, rigging the game, after what you just said about the Democrats are doing in California, it's a joke. And why, I mean, people ought to understand or hear it.
I just for challenge its people
value.
To disagree with something without calling it a name. Because mm-hmm. that's a tactic, and this is why I think this is part of the reason why a lot of progressives hated Trump, is that he didn't have the shame bone that a lot of Republicans did for years. If you didn't like something that Republicans were doing, you just said, you're a racist, you're a sexist, and Republicans would back off. Trump didn't do that. Trump's like, okay, bring it on, keep the name calling, here we go, and would just shout names back at people. And that's why, that's the people who don't understand why Trump was so important for the Republican Party, because you can't be just taken down by the names. If you don't like something, articulate why you don't like it. You don't have to call it a name, and this is what's going on with these voting laws. No one can name, no one can say anything. No one has, and I challenge somebody to find it. Find one thing that is racist about the voting law in Georgia.
No.
Find
that's
one
nonsense.
Thing.
Yeah, it's nonsense.
And instead, people are canceling it and calling it racist and making up kind of fake news. Even the president, even Biden did this.
Oh, you want to hear something?
They go back to, well, this is Jim Crow 2.0.
Right.
How?
It's just names, that's all.
And
names
that's insulting to people who had to live through Jim Crow 1.0.
Here's what's insulting to me. The teachers union voting to urge our country to cut aid to Israel. What the hell business
well,
is
not
it?
They're working very much, so they have time to vote on stupid things.
Oh, my God, what an outrage. I was going to say, if I was a taxpayer, I guess I am. In Los Angeles.
Well, a lot of taxpayers, a lot of people are more in, they're paying more attention to not only just currently what's going on, you know, with Israel's, you know, if they're going to get rid of Netanyahu and the things that are going on there politically, but people are just, it's more on the radar and how much
that's
money.
Fine.
Yeah, but how much information they have, is it correct?
Right. Well, you don't have to do that much research to find out how much money we send to them.
No,
I mean,
I'm talking about what is happening, what the relationship between the Palestinians, the
and
real Palestinian people,
other
and the Israeli
the
people.
Teachers union, that's fine for Americans to talk about where our taxpayer dollars are going. I don't take issue with that. But what the heck business is it of the unions to require people to do something? They have become such a political body. They do not exist to protect anybody.
Nope.
And how embarrassing, you haven't
what
taught
to think
anything
and not
to
how
kids
to think.
For 2 years, and you're spouting off about Israel.
Ugh. Listen up, boys and girls. If you have a low credit score, you already know, it could be keeping you from getting the things you want in life, new credit card, new car, new job, new house. That low credit score is also causing you to pay higher interest rates than people who have better credit. Here's the good news now. Listen to this. Call the experts at creditrepair.com, 800-652-6132. They can help you work to repair your credit, improve your score, remove the inaccurate information, the charge-offs, that sort of thing. The number to call for a free credit evaluation, once again, 800-652-6132. Give the number again. So you got it, so you can call it. Do it now while you're thinking about it. Creditrepair.com, 800-652-6132. Creditrepair.com gives you solutions for a better score so you can have a better life.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I spend a lot of time in the garage. but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's 23 after the hour now. It's time for us to catch up with things on social media, including give you the big announcement on the winner of our Father's Day contest, week number one. We'll have that for you, plus some other important trending items, including who's given birth to whom right after this.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation, Private! Astute!
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice, meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Sergeant!
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
So let's congratulate Victoria, Trisha, not Trisha. Have I got her name right yet? I think maybe
nope.
Once I
did. Tisha.
No.
Tisha nope. Benavides.
Nope, I love this. Nope. Sounds like the name that my pal Tucker had on the TV show. Wasn't that Brian Benavides? Wasn't that his name?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I think it was. On Debris. Okay, anyway, let's get to the heart of the matter here. She nominated her husband, Mike.
No, it's her boyfriend.
Oh, he's not a husband yet. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Father's Day for Mike will mean that he's going to get the prize package from the works, folks. He's getting the works from the works. But she has a nice story about this fellow, how he's is loving the boys in her life. Father's gone, but she says he treats the boys as if they shared his last name. He builds Lego sets with them, birdhouses. This is something all of us thought was the best of all the interviews. We had some really good stories from people. This is very sweet. He's an amazing blessing in our lives. I thank God for him. And ladies, he also does the dishes.
Good for you, Tisha.
There you go. That could carry the day in and of itself. So, Tisha, nice job with Mike. He's going to get the Father's Day prize package, which is really a cool a set of things from the works. It's a circular saw, 7 1/4 inch circular saw, which is standard size, and the works electric pressure washer, So you get those now. We have prize package number two going out for week number two. You can post a photo of your dad to our Facebook page at DJ V Show, or you can tag us in a photo of your dad on Instagram at DJ V Show. So if you have a dad, father figure, whatever, maybe a mother that plays the role of mom and dad, everybody's eligible. Find all the rules and regs at djvshow.com. So if you got good pictures, send them along. That'll be very cool. I think this is the kind of stuff I love to be able to do. So have a nice Father's Day deal for the person who wins this week. All right, let's move into some of the other things that are trending, like Meghan Markle giving birth to her second child. This was expected, obviously. For some reason or another, I thought it was going to be she wasn't as pregnant as she was, obviously, because she had the baby over the weekend, their second child. So what did did we know beforehand what the name was? It looks like Lilibet.
So the name was a secret. We knew they were having a girl.
Okay.
Yeah, they announced on the Oprah interview that they were having a girl, but they kept the name secret.
Lilibet. Wait until he got onto the screen, and then right.
So Lilibet is actually a family nickname for Queen Elizabeth. I think that I remember from the Queen's speech that it was her father's nickname for her because he had the stutter.
Yeah.
So the little girl's name is Lilibet, and they're calling her Lily, which is
cool. Very nice, very sweet. All right, so that's the story. Trending items at DJ V Show 28 after the hour. Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
There's a lot of talk about getting back to the way things were. But what does that mean? Does it mean getting back to feeding our community? Is it about getting back to moving Earth? Or planting the seeds of the future? For the folks who run with us, there is no going back. Because they've never stopped working towards a better tomorrow. Together, we run forward. Nothing runs like a
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Sergeant-at-Arms Karen Gibson said during a TV interview Sunday that political rhetoric is a key driver behind the rise in anger towards political figures. Ms. Gibson says the political rhetoric in all of 2020 is what caused the uptick in hatred towards politicians. United Kingdom Prime Minister Boris Johnson wants the globe's richest nations to vaccinate the world. An advanced copy of his speech says, vaccinating the world by the end of next year would be the single greatest feat in medical history. Johnson plans to say ahead of Friday's G7 summit in the UK. Two suspects were arrested Sunday in connection to the road rage shooting that killed a 6-year-old boy on a California highway. Ares Marcus Anthony, 24, and Lee Wynn, 23, were arrested at their Costa Mesa, California home and are expected to be charged with murder in the May 21st death of Aiden Leos. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The very expensive infrastructure bill may come to a vote this week in Washington, D.C. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Democrats will proceed with preparing President Biden's $1 trillion infrastructure bill for a vote on the House floor this week with or without Republican support.
It's just a bit perplexing why the Republicans haven't moved further on critical pieces.
U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm on CNN's State of the Union. The Biden administration rejected the latest offer from Republicans on Friday.
Republicans have pushed for pieces of the energy infrastructure that the president had put into the American Jobs Plan that are not in their counteroffer.
President Biden is set to negotiate with Senator Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia for the third time. The latest offer from Republicans included over $300 billion in new spending to fix U.S. roads, bridges, broadband, and other public works. The Biden administration is asking for at least $1 trillion.
Any infrastructure bill brought forward by Biden must be backed by all Democrats and 10 Republicans, or pass through a process called reconciliation along party lines. Microsoft is planning to detail its next generation of Windows at an event later on this month. The software giant has started sending out invitations to the media for a Windows event on June 24th. The invite comes just a week after Microsoft teased a next generation of Windows announcement. Microsoft is expected to detail its next significant changes to Windows, and they will likely include a number of visual enhancements. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hi, so we have 34 after the hour now on the Monday program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan now. Jay is out sick. Jennifer's gone to Carol A to do her shtick there. And so here we are, just the two of us. Isn't it sweet, Victoria? It's just you and me and J-Lo, who apparently is, all signs are pointing to her getting much cozier with Ben because she's looking at the schools there. Matter of fact,
yeah,
she leaves school.
Yeah,
it would
seem she's planning on a big move because she's been living in Miami full-time for the last several years where her kids are, they're both 13, she's got twins. And so they've been in school down in Miami. So, and A-Rod over the weekend, you know, her now ex-fiancé, he was spotted walking around Manhattan with a realtor. So they are really dividing up a lot their former life. Yeah.
Right. So she went to the school that my daughter used to teach at before she went to UCLA. And she was walking around with a notepad.
Oh, this was the school that Megan used to teach at?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Where is the school?
It's on the west side. There's three really good private schools in L.A., and they're all on the west side, as you can imagine. Not much going on the east side of L.A. when it comes to this. So, yeah, these tuitions are nuts at these schools.
J-Lo can afford it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe, you know, I don't know where Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner's kids go to school. Maybe it's the same school because
she was
photographed in the car with Ben. He drove into their, you know, into his house and then the gate closed, but they caught, you know, pictures before the gate closed. And then right after that, a couple hours later, she was seen at this school. So maybe it's all in the same neighborhood.
Now, have they been seen together with Jennifer Garner? I figure that's the next step.
Yeah. No, Jennifer Garner, it'll be interesting to see how fast the kids get introduced.
Right.
Because J-Lo's kids were pretty close with A-Rod's kids. So that's got to be tough on kids, too. You know, it's like almost going through another divorce. So I don't know that they're going to maybe, I don't know that they're going to involve the kids together. But Jennifer Garner is with her kids. I believe she's on a fishing trip in Oklahoma or something with her family.
Yeah. Okay. Isn't it awful the way we know what all these celebrities are doing?
I know, right?
It's crazy. Today's National Chocolate Ice Cream Day. Yummy, yummy, yummy. A little-known chocolatey morsel of info from the National Chocolate, whatever the society is. Chocolate ice cream was actually invented before vanilla. That sounds like sacrilege to me. The earliest ice cream flavors modeled after drinks. So chocolate came before vanilla because hot chocolate was very popular in Europe in the 1600s. In fact, the first frozen chocolate recipe published in 1692 in the book Modern Steward, written in Naples. The much later chocolate ice cream found its way to the U.S., in the 1800s. So the top nine ice cream flavors. Wait a minute, what happened to the top 10? Why don't we have a top 10 list instead of the top nine list?
I don't know.
Huh.
That was how they did their survey.
Really? All right, so number nine, Neapolitan is a chocolate. Chocolate chip is eight. What? This is crazy. Nah.
Well, number one is,
mint chocolate chip?
Yeah, that's my favorite. That's a lot of people
know
that's their favorite. Yep, mint chocolate
chip.
My
favorite is
chocolate's number two, and then cookies and cream, then vanilla, and then butter pecan, then rocky road.
So let's have Jay. I want Jay to do a poll on this tomorrow. All right, so let's have her do what's your favorite ice cream flavor is. Right, just sounds like real heavy duty broadcast material.
Great.
And now the top chocolate ice cream loving cities, San Antonio number one. How did they figure this out?
I'm guessing that based on if you said chocolate was your favorite flavor, then they said, well, where do you live? What city? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm sure it kind of went that way.
Okay. Speaking
what's
of
the
where,
best, I mean, you're in the ice cream business in a sense. You have an ice cream bus. What's the most popular flavor?
The most popular flavor is, I just know because we just bought more ice cream.
Right.
I use more of this. It's not mocha, but it's one of those, I know what it is. It's the stuff for the cow. Isn't that awful? It's gone out of my mind. The stuff the kids like, the purple, blue stuff.
Okay.
Whatever that is. It's awful.
It's the stuff that has no real flavor except sugar is the flavor.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's like blue icy stuff. And then, we have mocha chip. Vanilla's right up there and chocolate and strawberry, of course. But then we have a vanilla ice that we sell, an Italian ice concoction. It's really, what's really good is the lemon ice and make lemonade out of it. We make lemonade out of it and use the lemon mix, but you also put lemon ice in it, the Italian ice. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, so fabulously
Sounds
refreshing.
Good.
Yeah, it is very good. Here's the story of a mother in El Paso who was arrested for passing off as a teenager. As a matter of fact, she was supposed to, is she playing her daughter? Is that what was going on here? Casey Garcia is the lady's name, 30 years old. She got caught as a seventh grader attending a middle school security process. She wanted to test it by going undercover as a student to see how far she could get without being caught. She recorded her experience and posted it on YouTube and TikTok and some other social media platforms. Apparently, this thing has gone viral. It's pretty crazy. She does a full incognito attempt undergoing a makeup routine and a wardrobe change to pull it off, to act like a seventh grader in a middle school. Why?
I didn't see pictures of this, but she must have looked really young to begin with, and is probably obviously very short.
Right.
So, but what was the point of it? Was she trying to expose something, or what was the point of it? I don't get it.
Well, I don't either. She said that she didn't want to do any harm, but she wanted to show the superintendent how easy it was to get into the school, how security was lax.
Okay. So, all right. Those are all valid points to make.
Right.
Yeah.
So she was arrested for her work. I don't know that I...
What's the charge? Is it trespassing?
I guess so. But why? You know, that's the other thing. How can you trespass on public property? You're a taxpayer. You're not trespassing if you paid the bill. That's why I see all these signs everywhere. U.S. government property, stay out. What the hell? I'm the government. I'm not staying out. I'm going to take a walk on my property. Thank you very much. I'm right? I mean, come on.
Well,
why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because I'm thinking of, you know, everyone wanting to storm Area 51 and, you know, saying they want to see them aliens. So, yeah.
See them aliens.
Yeah. I don't really know how far you get if you're, you know, Doug Steffen going up against a barbed wire fence and confronting armed military members and saying, I own this land. I'm a taxpayer. I don't know. I don't think you'd get very far.
Believe me, with barbed wire, I'm an expert. I can cut holes. I can get around barbed wire. That's what we use in the fencing of most of the pastures around. So I'm an expert when it comes to getting through barbed wire. I would not want to confront the wire that they put in prisons on the top, because it's like razor blades. That's why they put it on there. So hello, duh. People will stay in will stay in jail. How sweet. A concept. It's 42 past the hour. The G7 meeting's going on this week, so we're going to talk about that for a second. And some new digital COVID travel passes. If you're going to Europe, you'll want to know the planes are filling up now very quickly. They're bringing back planes online. Plus, an interesting purchase by United Airlines. That's coming up in a moment here on today's DJV program.
People judge more harshly at a distance. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Despite the fact that most people are willing to admit that we all make mistakes and we all hurt each other from time to time, when people are at a distance from one another, they seem to feel that it's acceptable to rain down harsh judgment. We seem to think that if someone is in the media, that person is fair game to rip apart. But people, whether they are far or near, are still people, just like you and me. People, whether you know them or not, still have feelings and deserve your compassion more than your judgment. Be mindful of the judgments you put out there, because we are all fallible. We all mess up. Besides, when it comes to being human, we are all a lot closer than we realize. Despite physical distance, the space between us all is much closer than you think. For more on life, visit drchristianconti.com and be sure to like us on Facebook.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, so I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I take Garlic every day to help maintain healthy cholesterol. No garlic bread.
And Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency, so you know it works.
Take charge of your cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Forty-six at the hour here on the DJV program. Doug and Victoria, back in March, the European Commission proposed that member nations issue digital health certificates to residents who've been vaccinated or tested negative anyway. So now they have a new certificate, Victoria. It's, well, at least that's what it's called. And the goal is to have all of the member states of the EU implement the technology, make it available by the 1st of July. So I'm wondering what it is. Let's see. The countries that are issuing certificates already, Bulgaria, Croatia, Denmark, Germany, Greece, Poland, the certificate is free, available in digital and paper format. So basically the card that we have. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to add that. I have to renew my TSA pre-check thing this year, and I bet you this info is going to be on that. What do you bet?
Probably. Yeah, I mean, they're not requiring, depending
on
where you go.
On your also on your passport, you think?
I don't think so, no. Hmm. Because not everyone can get a vaccine. There are people who, for health reasons, you know, would like to get a vaccine but can't. So,
right.
Yeah, that's not going to be a requirement. I think as far as the EU goes, if you're vaccinated, then yes, you have your proof that you're vaccinated. If you're not, or if you choose not to be vaccinated, then you have to follow their testing guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have to still have a negative test within 48 hours of your flight or whatever the rule is. That's
right,
not going to go away.
The Group of Seven is having a meeting, the G7 nations, this week in England. They have an agreement that the Treasury Secretaries for the various countries have come up with, resolving some of the tensions between the U.S. and the larger European economies because of the taxes. The Transatlantic Trade Deal, I guess that's what it's called, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the U.K. agreeing that businesses should pay a minimum tax rate of 15% on things that come back and forth across the board. I don't even know what it is now, do you?
It's different for every country.
That's why
this is kind of a big deal, because a lot of I was reading the reactions to this new proposal, and so a lot of companies like Google and Alphabet is their parent company, Apple, they've all said that they actually welcome this so that it's one flat rate for everybody, and then the money gets evenly dispersed between the countries that they operate in.
All right, food for thought. It's 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let's get into the jungles of time and space with Chuck Curry, our movie man. We have movie moments coming up in a moment with Chucker and the box office total thing, plus some relevant movie news. That's really kind of a cool way to start the week. I like to know how things... I haven't had the time to go to the movies, but I really kind of want to know. I feel like I'm living, you know, vicariously through the people that are going back to movies, and good for you, by the way. Let's get those totals right after this.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for a ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Oof. Goosebumps.
That's, I think, what everyone remembers from the movie.
Yeah, right. Plus the last scene when the fat bad guy gets shot. Anyway, go ahead, Chucker. What do we have?
Well, we play that clip because Liam Neeson, the star of Taken, which was released in 2008, is 69 years old today.
Wow.
That line... altered his career dramatically. He has 136 acting credits, very respected in the industry. Schindler's List in 93, obviously.
Yeah.
put him at the top of the game. He was in Love Actually, Rob Roy, Batman Begins, Star Wars, The Phantom Menace. I remember seeing him back in the day in Leap of Faith with Steve Martin in 92. And also, he was in the last Clint Eastwood Dirty Harry movie, The Deadpool, back in 1988. But Taken in 2008 really altered his career. And sort of like he morphed into this generation's Charles Bronson. And now with streaming, he's churning out sort of these B-actioners, which he's very good in, by the way.
There were two or three of them that came out
there's like
during
five
the
in
pandemic.
Production right now.
Yeah, he has like five movies in production. Does he? Yeah. I like all the ones that we saw in the theater, the one about the Mexican girl. That was the sharp. What was it called? The Marksman.
The Marksman.
Something like that.
The Marksman.
Yeah. That was a good movie.
Well, he did a movie called The Gray. I love that movie. Cold Pursuit. I'm a big fan of that film. I like his work a lot. He's a tremendously appealing actor. But at 69, still churning out
cranking him out
Charles Bronson-esque action type B movies that are, because he's the star, are pretty effective.
Get an audience.
He's really that good.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. So, speaking of good, how did the box office totals shake out for this weekend?
The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It, which is a very popular horror franchise, Doug, $24 million, number one, that's a good opening. A Quiet Place 2, 19.5 in its second week of release. It's done $88 million in 10 days. Disney Cruella, 11.2, $43 million in 2 weeks. That's a solid number. Evidently, Disney is already acquiring the talent back, including Emma Stone, to do a sequel. I got a chance to watch A Quiet Place too. I sat in the theater that I'm associated with, Doug. I sat in the back row. It was one other person in the theater. Technically, I thought the movie was very, very well done. The opening scene was terrific. Having said that, it sort of bogged down a little bit, and it didn't advance the world that the first one established. It's worth seeing, but it felt like been there, done that. I wanted to see a lot more explanation who these aliens were in a bigger scope. But Kravinsky's a good director, and effects-wise, the movie
he's
delivered.
Good at whatever. I think he's very good at whatever kind of acting role. Isn't there another Jack Ryan in production at the moment?
I know that I'm not sure. I just want to point out about A Quiet Place 2. His wife, Emily Blunt, who was the star of the first film, she gets top billing. But the truth is, it feels like her role is like an extended cameo. She's off screen at least half the movie. That took me by surprise also, yeah.
Mm. Yep. All right. Good to know what takes you by surprise, Chucker. Hopefully, well...
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.